In the Unger report today, Halloweenophobia, it's a crippling, often incurable fear of trick-or-treaters. And for this story, the Halloweenophobics interviewed asked to remain anonymous for fear of having their houses toilet papered tonight. Here is Brian Unger.
Halloweenophobes I spoke to manage their conditions on Beggar's Night by playing possum. When the doorbell rings, it's...
How can I fake that I'm not here? How can I turn the TV off really fast, turn the lights off really fast, and get out of the room so that those little rugrats don't know I'm in here?
Halloweenophobes usually suffer alone, in silence, prisoners in their own homes.
I am there, usually in the dark, usually with the television on mute, usually crouched, and checking on the bowl of candy that I have in front of the house, so hopefully the young ones will do the mathematical equation in their head. Crazy shut-in, but he's left us candy, so we won't throw a rock through his window.
Racked with paranoia, Halloweenophobes in houses and apartments will tonight face their ultimate fear.
There are kids in my building, and I've done the smart thing is I've never made eye contact with any of them. So they don't know who I am. They're not going to come to my door, because if they see that, they'll go, that's the guy to stay away from.
Typically, a panic response is triggered by a doorbell.
You know, I don't think there's any worse sound to a human than the sound of a doorbell. It means intrusion, it means change of plans, and on Halloween, it's just this ding-dong, 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 telltale heart thing that I really can't stand.
For others, Beggar's Night is more than annoyance, for out of the darkness comes a horror dressed as a little Spider-Man.
If they ring the doorbell, something horrible happens.
What happens?
I have dogs. And they make noise when doorbells ring.
This Halloweenophobe allowed me into her private hell. As the sun set, she showed me the path terror will take when it visits her tonight.
The little trick-or-treaters would presumably approach the door here and then and do what?
Ring this doorbell, which is when all hell breaks loose. Should I unleash the hounds? And your ears are bleeding on Halloween.
As daylight dwindled and the sound of chihuahuas pierced an eerie calm, I wondered what made Halloweenophobes tick.
I'll be honest, it's selfishness, because my wife buys candy. There's candy in the house. It just doesn't quite make it near the door on the night of the 31st for the kids.
But what would Freud ask?
Do you like kids?
They're small people, and they're adorable. I just don't like any sort of contact on that level where some sort of exchange has to occur when I'm home. I just don't like it.
This reporter found little hope in Halloweenophobes' ability to help themselves.
If you go to the store and you buy candy for trick-or-treaters, it is guaranteed no trick-or-treaters will show up at your house, and you will then be living in a candy prison, shoving baby Three Musketeers bars in your face until Christmas.
Cynically, one Halloweenophobe offered this advice, not to fellow sufferers, but to the children.
The best day really is November 1st, because then the candy's all on sale, and then you can have all the candy you want.
And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger. Happy Halloween.